My next guest is on the line. Time to talk inflation, cost of living crisis, and the effects on the middle class, because a BizTech article writing about major pain for parents in South Africa. And to delve into the contents of that article is Christian Lowe, a family financial advisor. Christian, thank you for being with me on Chai FM this afternoon.
Sure, thank you. Happy to be here.
So, Christian, it's really interesting that it is claimed that CPI, the Consumer Price Index, is sitting at 3.1%, but apparently schooling costs are rising at a rate almost double that. So when you look at these numbers, what does this tell us about pressure on families right now?
Yeah, well, education has always inflated a little bit faster than the CPI index. And it is, at least the cost of schooling is, it's something that every family knows is coming, you know, that you know that the cost is coming, it is expensive already. So it just reiterates the need to actually plan for these expenses beforehand, you know. When the children will need to go to school, what this price is going to be, and or you can at least judge what it's going to be. You know, you work it back, if the school costs, let's say, 3,000 Rand a month now, and we escalate that number by 3.1% or all the way up to 6% per year, it's easy for you to judge what the cost is going to be. And therefore, it is an expense that at least you can plan for.
Right? Yeah, I hear you loud and clear. It's just interesting. I think you used the word slightly higher. It's not slightly higher. It's double. It's double.
It's double CPI. More, hey?
I mean, that's crazy. I thought medical aid kind of increased at that kind of pace. I didn't think private education was guilty to the same extent. But here the figures are in front of me, 7.5.
When you talk about that increase, we are only talking about the tuition cost, you know. There's additional hidden costs in there, like the, you know, extra murals that you have to pay for, the school uniforms that you have to pay for kids. And all of those expenses are also increasing as well. So that rate, the 6 to 7% that you mentioned, is actually for private schooling a lot higher. You know, if for private school, you can actually look at an annual increase of about 10% from what it is now, you know?
That's me. And that's coming off a high base. It's not exactly pennies, that's for sure. So tell me, parents, I mean, I would imagine that they often feel guilty or anxious when school fees rise faster than their salaries. How do you see this playing out emotionally for families, and how should they be thinking about it?
Well, it's an extremely stressful thing, you know, and I'm a father of two young boys, you know, it's always in the back of your head that you're thinking about this impending cost that you have to incur and where the money's going to come from, right? You still have other debts that's currently in your account, like paying off cars and paying off houses and a lot of cases paying off personal loans, you know. Where you had other things to do with the money. But the biggest thing that people miss here, especially in South Africa, is prioritizing the education of their children rather than prioritizing driving your dream BMW. You know what I mean?
No, it has to be that way. I mean, you're talking about your future as your child as opposed to like a brand identity. It's just insane. And I'm just wondering in the kind of day-to-day interactions that you have with your clients, I mean, something has to give. The money is a finite resource. Not everybody's got oodles and oodles of it. Where are you seeing families typically cut? And I suppose the following question from that is, are those the right places?
So, in general, the first thing that people look at cutting is their insurances, right?
Yeah.
Things like life insurance or car insurance even. They cut those things. But then you're exposing yourself so badly that things can get much worse after that point. You know, let's say you do cancel your car insurance and then the next day you write your car off.
Well, you know, the
family has one less car and there's no way for you to recover that because you were still paying it off.
And even worse, I mean, there's a possible third-party liability that could be, I don't know, limitless. I mean, you can't compromise on the insurance aspect. You just can't.
You cannot compromise on those things. The second thing that I also see a lot is people cancelling their medical aid. Now, if you know anything about government medical treatment in our country, it is not of the best quality, and medical aid in South Africa becomes more and more important. You know, if you don't have medical aid, it's a very big problem. Like, as a family planner, I also speak to a lot of pregnant couples that, you know, about to give birth, and then I tell them that, you know, if you don't have medical aid now, and something goes wrong during the delivery, you know, we all hope that things goes well, but something can go wrong. And then if the baby ends up in neonatal ICU and you do not have medical aid, do you know what that deposit is for neonatal ICU? Do you know?
No, absolutely no clue. Was that a real question? No clue.
Rand.
Give me a break. Are you for real?
Yeah. So if you don't have medical aid, and this is one of the things that people cancel when, you know, when escalating education costs happens or escalating petrol prices or whatever, they let their medical aid go and then they fall pregnant. And then what? You know? So luckily the thing is, and this is quite an important thing for the listeners to know, medical aid, if you are already pregnant and you don't have medical aid, the medical aid itself across the board, any medical aid, they wouldn't cover for the birth. They won't pay for the birth itself, but the child itself will be covered from day one.
Interesting.
So it is extremely important that even if you are pregnant right now, please go get your medical aid so that at least if something goes wrong during delivery, the child will be covered from that, from the first minute. If that child ends up in ICU, the company, the medical aid will pay for it. You know what I mean? So do not cut on things like medical aid, because that's, your health is really important, you know? Because if you cut on things like that, things will get a lot worse before it gets better.
I mean, they're disaster scenarios. When you spoke about insurances, and it's interesting because it just didn't occur to me. I thought about the short-term insurance. I did think about cutting the motor car as you were talking. Mm-hmm. Never dawned on me that people would be considering cancelling their life policies. But, I mean, if you are a married couple dependent on the income of one particular spouse and you cancel the life policy and, God forbid, something happens to that spouse, I mean, you're up the creek. You're absolutely up the creek. You've jeopardized the entire future of your family to save money. But then again, this brings us back to, where do you cut? The house, the car, I suppose.
Cars, right? So, I mean, I speak to a lot of people where they tell me, I tell them, look, to plan for your child's education, you need to invest X amount of money per month today. I mean, that's what I do, right? I work this out all the time for people. And they, at the end of the consultation, they will tell me, but I don't have the money. Mm. And then I ask them, okay, but what car do you drive?
Fascinating.
Right?
Yeah.
What car do you drive? And I ask them straight like that. And a lot of the times I'm very surprised that they do drive luxury cars, but they cannot afford the 2,000 or 3,000 rand a month that goes towards their child's education. You know, so the shift, the mind shift that people need to make is that the education of your children is more important than your status to your peers today.
Yeah, it's such an external waste of money, nonsense expense anyway. I mean, who are you proving what to these days? I suppose we're lucky we're living in the age of Chinese imports for the time being, at any rate. Do you find that families are kind of quietly reconsidering private schooling? Is that an issue, or do people kind of, have they made peace with the fact that they just have to send their kids to private schools?
Well, I guess it depends on the person that you're speaking to. You know, in some instances, with your wealthier class people, the private school is a it's absolutely non-negotiable, right? But your type of middle class, they would like to send their children to private school, but they then compromise and settle for a nice government school because you do get nice government schools, you know, in a little bit wealthier areas and so on, you know. But the point is this: if you plan for the expense beforehand, right, you will be able to afford a higher quality of education than you otherwise would have been able to afford if you were only using your income, right?
Yes.
So whether it's all private or all government schools that we're talking about, that is the fact of the matter, right? You can take a lot of stresses out from the family by getting them someone to speak to that can tell them, listen, guys, bite the bullet now for a minimal cost, eat a little bit less McDonald's, drive a little hatchback city car instead, make the adjustment now and have the money for a good private school then, so that you don't have to adjust your lifestyle then when the costs are exorbitantly high because they escalated faster than inflation. If you bite the bullet now, there is still ways that you can fix the problem.
Christian, and if you are speaking to a new probable clients and talking to them about, let's say, the next 5 to 10 years, specifically educational budgeting allocations for their kids, what are you telling them to reserve at what kind of inflation rate?
So if you want to plan, so everybody needs to plan for schooling, right? Whether it is private school or government school, you need to plan for it beforehand,
Sure.
okay? Because it is escalating faster than inflation. So it's inevitable that less and less of us will be able to even afford education for kids, right? So if you, and I always tell people to plan for high school and university, right? A lot of people only plan for university, and then when high school comes, they realize that high school is very expensive as well. And then they use the money that they've planned to, that they saved up for university
Oh, goodness.
to plan to
Yeah.
pay for high school, and then they work on afford university, right? So the first mind shift is plan for both, plan for high school and university, right? That is a mind shift that everybody needs to make. And then the second thing is, everybody says no, but we'll save. But at the end of the day, would you really? You know? So forcing discipline is a very good way to actually get yourself there. Forcing discipline in the state of, instead of you saying, I will put whatever I have left this month into my savings account, let a debit order run and go into an investment account that you can't immediately touch. Let that thing run for a while. That way, you're forcing yourself into discipline that you know that money is going somewhere and you can't touch it even if you wanted to, at least not at the touch of a button. If you just do simple things like that, it's already a very big step in the right direction.
Christian, I'm out of time. I got a hard stop at 1:30, but thank you for some really practical advice that you've offered us here on Chai FM this afternoon. Appreciate your time.